heavy rains Monday. His declaration in Fayette and Kanawha counties allows the National Guard to respond to hard-hit areas. The flooding has led to several water rescues and damaged more than 100 homes, bridges, and roads. More than 2,000 are without electricity. An attempt to qualify a recall election that could have ousted Los Angeles County Progressive Prosecutor from office has failed to make the ballot. Organizers failed to collect sufficient signatures to place the recall before voters. Critics claim DA George Gascon was soft on crime, which he denied. The Dow is ahead 289 points, but the NASDAQ is down 11. This is SRN News.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for a hot August day. There'll be some spotty storms, but not many. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s and mainly widely scattered, isolated hit-or-miss storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 73. We'll be in the mid-90s again on Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous and maybe a few stronger storms possibly. Then Thursday and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and the temperatures come down just a bit with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The Alabama Democratic Party has tagged Montgomery attorney Monica Arrington to replace Sabrina Martin on the November ballot. Arrington's name will be on the ballot for Montgomery County Circuit Judge. Martin had her nomination for the judgeship revoked by the Democratic Party last month. Auburn police have arrested a man on several child sex-related charges. Police arrested 24-year-old Tyler Fox of Auburn on Friday. He was arrested on felony warrants charging him with sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old, sexual torture, production of child pornography, and possession of child pornography. The Associated Press has just released its top 25 football poll. Alabama is ranked number one. They are followed by Ohio State and Georgia. Other SEC teams in the poll, Texas A&M is ranked number six. Further down the poll, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Ole Miss come in at number 19, 20, and 21. Auburn is unranked but did receive votes. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What you've heard about probiotics is probably wrong.
I eat yogurt, so I don't need to take a probiotic.
Probiotics? They don't really work. It's time to learn the truth about probiotics and join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up. Align has probiotics to naturally help relieve occasional bloating, gas, and abdominal discomfort. Try Align probiotics for a month and see how great a healthy gut can feel. Get $2 off your first month of Align at AlignProbiotics.com.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting and Health Services, Inc. asks you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies, such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to Health Services, Inc. in Montgomery. Innovating quality patient care. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence, benefiting the Family Sunshine Center. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Health Services, Inc.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
What's Working with Cam Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. Listen Saturdays at noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Happy first day of school back to my children. Woot woot.
Hope they're having a blast and enjoying their school. It's very important, you know, comfortable.
I am such a proud mama.
You should be.
I have to tell you, I have really cool kids. I've started sending Sky Mosley random images of my family. So he got included in today's back to school family photo text.
Yeah, and they're dressed not alike, but similar. They're precious. They really are.
Yeah. I don't know why the school decided to do this, but the school decided today for no, just out of the blue, that they were going to make the first day of school, school spirit day. So that when they were all around the quad, everybody would feel part of a family when they announced the theme of this year, which the theme of this year
can't wait.
School. No, it's actually, you know, it is what it is.
What's the theme?
It's Back to the Future.
Well, it's not bad.
And it's essentially saying we've paused. We paused because of COVID. And we didn't get to do the things that we wanted to do. We didn't get to go on field trips, and we didn't get to have parent events, and we didn't get to do socials and all those things. But now we're back to putting the future as the priority.
I like it.
And that was so Back to the Future is this year's theme.
It's kind of motivational there.
They released that today. But you know, first day of school, typically the kids get to wear something. My daughter literally said, "Can I wear a mini skirt?"
Say what?
And I was driving. I got to a stoplight and I turned around and I looked her in the eyes and I said, "Do you want to repeat that question?" And she said, "No."
Good call. Sometimes we all say things that clearly we should have thought out. Yeah.
No.
That's not a good question at 19 years old to ask mom, I don't think.
I've changed
no good
my
time.
Mind.
Nope.
Like, all right. So I don't know if the reports I'm getting about the phone lines breaking are accurate and true, but they are entertaining as all get up.
I'm certain. I'm getting reports as well. I trust the listeners. If they call me up and or text me and tell me there's been an incident, I generally believe that. So don't blow that. Don't blow that trust, man.
Yeah, we got this. Hey, I did want to talk to you about the caller on line one. A friend of yours?
that's an old one. Dr. Kevorkian on line one.
So
calling for you.
He's been changing these every other segment, and
some
so
she
I can't
gets,
wait to see.
Some she didn't.
But, I appreciate that.
Well, I used to. It's a little old and dated now, but I used to, when you go to the restaurant mm-hmm. and they ask you to get on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Kevorkian, party of four.
Oh, dear God.
And, you know, you can slide that one by, but man, did everybody want to see
it? You could probably slide it by today, like with relative ease, because I bet you a lot of kids today.
They won't know it. But
no idea who Dr. Kevorkian
try
is.
Try it at home.
No, you gotta try. You gotta say your name is Seymour, and then say your last name is Butts, and that way they go, "I want Seymour Butts, Seymour Butts party of four."
Well, you need to go down the road.
Because apparently, I'm using old Simpsons humor now.
Oh yeah, Al.
Can I tell you,
alcoholic?
Exactly.
Should we have an alcoholic in here? That's another
Somebody paid, did a funny airport page recently of, about Trump. I'll have to look that one back up. All right. So I haven't texted him, but, and so I'm not going to say it on air, but I will say to the listeners, we have had Todd Stacy on a lot. We love ourselves from Todd Stacy. In Alabama Daily News, in their Inside Alabama Politics, he has the answer of what was wrong with Governor Kay Ivey last week.
Oh, do tell.
And I'm not going to tell.
You're not going to break it?
Behind, because, no, because it's behind a paywall right now.
I see.
And
we wouldn't want to mess up.
Todd Stacy, and trust those of us who pay the fee to keep the secrets, unless or until he either comes on air and tells us himself, or he moves it from out behind the paywall.
That's so, his call.
Today's Inside Alabama Politics, which I suspected he was getting the scoop because he teased that last week. He said, he said, I will have a information about this in next week's Inside Alabama Politics. So sure enough, this is how he said. He said, text started passing around the capital city about 10 days ago. What are you hearing about Governor Ivey? Hey, what's going on in the governor's office? You hearing this chatter about Kay? I want to say I got those too. And the phone calls. What are you hearing about the governor? What are you hearing? What you seeing? And so, he goes on to describe how Kyle Whitmire wrote a column about it, how the governor's office responded with their Bizarro World, She Is Alive photo of her with Kristi Noem on the tarmac. Joey Clark did a column about it in 1819 about the governor's absence, saying, where did Kay Ivey go? And that was the talk of the event on Friday. So when I can either get permission from Todd or when he moves it out from behind the paywall or somebody reports it that is not behind the paywall, I will let you guys know what Todd Stacy knows.
Maybe we can get him to call in with an exclusive. Let us know.
Well, he likes to leave things behind that paywall. He likes to leave that paywall,
sure,
things behind that paywall for a minute or two because he likes to make that it's $80 a year.
Right. Yeah. No fault in that. And he's got exclusive information. Good for him.
Yes. We will report back. He also has, and I will try to get him on, because the more intriguing conversation of the rest of the Inside Alabama Politics is about the race for the Alabama speaker, the next speaker. It is really, everybody thinks that the current contenders are Nathaniel Ledbetter, who everybody thinks is going to have it in the bag, and Steve Klaus. And so he lays out the case for both of them. And then he also talked about the crowded field developing for speaker pro tem position. Now, an interesting, so that would be, he says, Terry Collins of Decatur, Jim Hill of Moody, Craig Lipscomb of Gadsden, Philip Pettis of Green Hill, and Chris Pringle are all running. You guys all know I absolutely adore myself some Chris Pringle, but man, did he tick everybody and their brother, including me, which I guess everybody and their sister off during redistricting, because a couple of good Republicans got hosed. So we'll see. We'll see what that goes. So, all right, we are going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we will look at some of the other news he's got going on. Some of these we've already reported before, so we'll keep an eye on that. Back in just a second. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Everything is true. Oh, yeah.
back in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers. Like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
You don't want to slow down, but COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster gives you added protection from serious COVID illness. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's happening over there? There's no one on line one.
Oh, it's call finally dropped. Okay.
Yeah, damn it.
I'm doing some private investigative testing of the phone lines. Again, the number today, 272-2587. That's your straight talk, news talk, 93.1. 272-2587. Yeah, get in on it. Call me up.
You could call in. You can suggest names for the spot Sky Mosley is holding.
Yeah,
we've had Dr. Kevorkian was the last on hold.
Yeah, we had Dash Riprock was our first caller
Dash
today.
The other one we'll go ahead and leave off. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, that's a real person actually. So
probably no. Won't.
Yeah, I probably want to leave him out of it.
Oh dear.
You come up here.
Oh
and,
dear.
Open up
the... All right. Sure. Well, before we get back to the conversation, I want to tell you guys. So our good friends over at Dillon Rings, 1819 Brown Springs Road, just off of Montgomery, just off Atlanta Highway. If you want to just get that pulled together look, ladies and men, it really can help. Just a pair of everyday earrings, a necklace, whether you're looking for bridal jewelry. Men... It's amazing how far just having a watch on can go and just kind of pulling you together, making you look a little up-leveled. Stop by Dillon Rings. They've got something at every price point because they believe that world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive. Somehow yesterday, I got sucked into the vortex that is their website and all of the different things you can buy there and craft into jewelry and the different jewelry they have. And they had done a picture of a ring from sketch to computer iteration to real, like the actual ring. It's really cool.
Oh, it's amazing what Josh can do.
It's really cool.
Just so, describe it to him.
Yeah, you describe it. He sketches it out and then he uses his computer and it's just really cool. So you can say, I want a platinum ring or I want a yellow gold ring or a white gold ring. And I would like it to have sapphires here. And I'm looking at a piece and it's stunning.
Also,
it's
if you have some older pieces of jewelry or loose stones, whatever. He'll incorporate those into your design as well.
Yeah. And they can, they, you know, the customization is amazing, and it doesn't have to be bridal jewelry. It can be an anniversary gift, a birthday gift, a gift for your mother that, or a mother that's kids just went to school that has all their birthstones in it. There's so many different things you can do, or like I said, get that fully put together look by just having those everyday pieces. So stop by and see Dylan, our friends over at Dylan Rings.
Good people.
They are great people. They really are.
Keep the show on all the time, over there.
They do. I bet you if you were to walk in right now, they would be listening.
I bet.
Because they're cool that way. All right. Well, I was looking at news. First off, can we talk about crime in this city?
I've heard crime is really not a problem anymore. I can't even do it with a straight face, man.
The mayor's office would have you believe that by them addressing crime, they get to celebrate, and I just don't get it. Like I don't. So I screenshotted, and now I can't find the Mayor Stephen Reed's celebrations from yesterday. But the city is doing a victory lap on the things that they are doing correct. And it just seems to me it's in poor taste. When every day the headlines, if you look, whether you're looking at the Montgomery Advertiser, AL.com, the TV, any of the TV channels, the violence going on in our community, this is not the time to be celebrating.
Or playing around with any form of I just don't get it. It takes a lot of nerve to do that.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. So, okay, I've got it right. I've got it here in front of me. So, sure enough, it is the Week of Action Against Violent Crime kickoff, Mayor's Stopping Crime. There's a gorgeous little photoshopped picture of the mayor, Mayor Stephen Reed, right here. This is something they post to their Facebook. Now, here's what's interesting. Perry County Commissioner for District 1, Albert Turner, responded to Mayor Reed's post. You know what he said?
What did he say?
This genius comment. If there are no guns, there is no gun violence. I just saw, you could just, it's this guy's eyeballs rolled to the back of his head.
If guns are outlawed, only outlaws have guns.
No,
right
no,
back
no.
at you. Okay.
You stop it.
Did I miss
no.
the point again?
The crime will go away, Sky.
I get it, but that's...
If there's no guns, there's no gun crime. Could you imagine being that stupid?
Yes.
How painful it must be to be that stupid.
Unbelievable.
And to say something like that in a public setting, no. For the love of all that's holy, no.
Give it to me again. I don't want to really take this in.
No, you got it the first time. The unfortunate reality is you heard it the first time. This is Perry County Commissioner for District 1, Albert Turner Jr. If there are no guns, there is no gun violence.
Okay.
There you go.
Write that on the wall.
Let's go take away everyone's guns and see how things go.
If there's no more people, there'll be no more poverty. April Marie.
That's true. You could do this all day.
Yeah.
You really could. It would be very sad to do it all day. But you really could.
This liberal logic, it just keeps eating itself.
Well, so we have so much to celebrate in this city. So much to celebrate. So it is the Mayor Stop Crime Week. Here you go. Do you know what he's doing today?
There's no telling.
Oh, I'm so sad we missed it. For Tuesday, August 16th, in order to stop crime, the mayor went and bagged groceries at the Piggly Wiggly.
Awesome. Getting down there in the trenches, Mr. Mayor.
The Montgomery Police Department will be bagging groceries at our local Piggly Wiggly.
Wait. The Montgomery Police Department?
Yep.
Shouldn't they be out patrolling and stopping?
The Montgomery Police Department will be bagging groceries at our local Piggly Wiggly as part of the Mayor Stop Crime Week and partnering with the Montgomery Area Council on Aging to provide meals to homebound seniors from 10:30 to noon.
Okay.
The bag and groceries is 9 to 10, then the Meals on Wheels 10:30 to 12. And this is all part of the Week of Action Against Violent Crime. Hmm. I'm making a face over here.
Fascinating.
Do you feel like that is what is going to take to stop violent crime in the city of Montgomery?
I would think it'd be more actual...
seeking out
solutions, yeah, not just you know,
maybe
putting
seeking
on a
out
show.
People who have active warrants, maybe actually
more police
going
officers,
out there and
perhaps
putting more officers on the street. I can think of a whole lot of places I'd rather see law enforcement.
How are you going to get a photo opportunity like that with that kind of real solutions? It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, this is. Okay, this is the statement he read. Are you ready?
Ready.
This nationwide effort coordinated by the Democratic Mayors Association encourages mayors across the country to spotlight ways their administrations are taking action against rising crime and gun violence to make their community safer. Can someone tell me how bagging groceries and taking seniors' meals, which, by the way, are both very, very thoughtful gestures, but how that has anything to do with a mayor fighting back against crime?
Seems to take away from resources, although it's a wonderful idea, but police officers? That's the Democratic Association of Mayors, or damn. Correct. taking it back. Fun with acronyms today on Straight Talk. Make up your own. They do.
So he says homicides are down more than 15% year over year, which,
since
by the
when?
Way... This is what he announced. This, and this is what he said in joke when he came into onto Joey's show. In the Montgomery Police Department boasts a 69% clearance rate, and that overall crime is down year over year. And so again, last year's murder rate was so high, and so now I have to go back and look and see.
So it's a 1 year average. From last year to this year.
From last year to this year, the murders are down. Yeah. I got nothing.
That's not much of a trend.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, especially when you look
and this
at...
this year's not even over.
Especially when you look at...
The record at year we did last
how
year.
How high it was last year, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm shaking my head. I'm just shaking my head over here.
Just say anything. Go ahead. I mean...
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to discuss. I've got a whole slew of clips and stories here. Yesterday, we talked about the. Let's see. I really do struggle with the terms because it doesn't even. There was a young man who decided to run for Rush. He identifies as a female, but he decided to run for sorority Rush. And when he got dropped, he wrote a sad story. And so we're gonna look at that sad story. We're gonna talk about again the fact that we have Alabama sororities that do in fact take, or at least claim to take, men who identify as women. And when we will get to the Pennsylvania Senate race, all before we talk to Jay Town, who is going to talk to us about the warrant that they used in the Trump case. Those things and more coming up on Straight Talk with April Murray.
Hello, my friend. This is Pat Boone, and you're listening to Straight Talk with my friend and fellow conservative fighter, April Marie, here on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In today's world, you need to know how to defend yourself and family.
Famous,
you need to go to Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex on Carmichael Parkway. Qualified instructors will be glad to answer any question or set up target lessons. You can bring your own firearm for target practice or rent from a wide variety from Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. Enjoy the state-of-the-art air-conditioned shooting range. Your firearm will not help you if you don't know how to use it. Open 7 days a week. Check them out on the web right now at montgomeryindoorshooting.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for a hot August day. There'll be some spotty storms, but not many. Today's
what's
high
the mayor's
in
name
the
in the Simpsons?
And mainly widely scattered, isolated hit-or-miss storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 73. We'll be in the mid-90s again on Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous and maybe a few stronger storms, possibly. Then, Thursday and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and the temperatures come down just a bit with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or commercial landscaper, we've got what you need to get the job done right. From Kubota's number one rated compact tractors to zero turn mowers, track loaders, excavators, and more. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Really struggling to find somebody to put in that namespace. I was listening to your searches.
I couldn't remember a couple of names.
The mayor of the city from The Simpsons?
Yeah, I couldn't remember Diamond Joe's name.
Were you on air when you were doing that, or could I just me hear you?
Probably. I don't know.
I was listening, and I was like, glad he's not Google
also
searching.
I also had a phone call,
crazy.
And I was a little distracted there. Openly. Sorry about
that.
Call me up and complain. 272-2587. That's the number.
What are they calling to complain about?
I don't know. Just anything. Well, it's Tuesday. I don't know. Anything at all.
Are you ready for this headline coming out of Minneapolis?
Minneapolis. Okay, this could be anything.
An agreement between the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers Union and the school district says that white teachers will be laid off before teachers of color, regardless of their seniority.
Wait a minute.
I'm not done. The agreement, which was reached to end a two-week teacher strike last spring, has now become public and says that starting this school year, quote, if accessing a teacher who is a member of a population underrepresented among licensed teacher in the site, the district shall access the next least senior teacher who is not a member of an underrepresented population. That's a very, very fancy way for unions to say you must discriminate.
I don't understand. So we're going to get rid of the white teachers first.
Correct.
In order to do what?
So if
regardless of seniority,
regardless of seniority.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not going to cause any ill will.
No. It says accessing. By the way, that's a lovely word. By the way, we're going to accessing teachers is the process by which staff are reduced at a particular school due to a drop in enrollment funding or other reasons. The agreement further goes on to say that when reinstating teachers, the district shall prioritize the recall of a teacher who is a member of a population underrepresented among licensed teachers in the district. So you are the first laid off if you were a white teacher, and you are the first hired back if you are a minority or a black teacher.
Well, line up the law firm, because
that can't be legal.
Can't do that. Come on. These are educators?
Yeah, and people actually signed this agreement. In a summary of the agreement, the union says the policies will move the district, quote, closer to safe and stable schools, end quote. What?
It's insane.
Edward Barlow, a band teacher and member of the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers, told the Star Tribune that the agreement should be a national model for finding ways to retain teachers of color.
Idiocracy, I'm telling you. So I know the solution to racism is
racism.
More racism. Brilliant.
Again, why would anybody think this is going to cause anything except strife?
It must be its purpose.
There is no logical.
It's too obvious.
Explanation. And again, putting logic and teachers union in the same sentence may just be.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Altogether.
But this wouldn't stand any kind of a legal challenge.
Well, just wait till they fire the white teacher. I can't imagine how you sit in a room
and come
of
up with
adults
this.
And you leave the room going, aha, we won, and this is the outcome.
Boggles the mind. But it happened. It really happened.
It is in real life something, a contract that has been signed and is being implemented this school year.
Go Minneapolis.
This is a day where I wish I was a ranter and raver, because this would be a good ranting and raving topic. But instead, I'm just dumbfounded. And of course, if you point this out.
You're a racist.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There is no way. There is just no way that any rational individual looks at this and says, I think this is a good plan. Let's do this one. Which means we have a whole lot of irrational people involved in education in Minneapolis. That's what that tells me.
How'd you like to have your child in that school district?
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's where they're coming from.
Nope. All right. I have permission from Todd Stacy to tell you guys what's behind the paywall.
What's the story with the governor?
All right. So this is an exclusive that Todd Stacey got. He shared it on today's Inside Alabama Politics, which is the newsletter that basically just like it sounds, the insiders get. And this is what they say. So what really happened and why is the governor's office so tight-lipped about it? Based on conversations with multiple sources, Inside Alabama Politics has been able to piece together the basics that help answer that question and some others. First off, as her office said, Ivy does not have cancer and has not been treated for cancer since the early stages of her lung cancer in 2019.
That's good.
She has suffered from a non-emergency intestinal issue that eventually required treatment this month. Inside Alabama Politics is told the outpatient procedure was scheduled for after the election in the least busy month of the year, speaking to its non-emergency nature. Given the non-life-threatening nature of the condition, the governor did not feel like the world needed to know about her being treated for a personal medical issue. Todd goes on to say, plus, let's be honest, a 77-year-old Southern woman has her dignity and telling the whole state about an intestinal issue doesn't exactly fall within it. He goes on to describe that didn't stop someone at UAB from spilling the beans about Ivy being there for a procedure, kicking off a game of telephone that ended with wild rumors about cancer and an impending resignation. As Ron Burgundy would say, it really escalated quickly.
Didn't it?
Uh-huh. He goes on to ask if they would have been better off just telling us the truth. And the answer is, of course.
How many times before they learn?
So Todd Stacey, the publisher of Alabama Daily News, with the scoop on what happened for the governor. Still not a lot of information, by the way.
But
an intestinal issue that required an outpatient procedure.
Okay, could it be a bout with diverticulitis, something like that?
Now we get to guess about that.
Oh, fun. Well, the mayor is okay. It was not a return of cancer or something that dreadful. But yeah, I can understand how she would want her privacy.
She's
the governor.
Well, yes, but okay, you could say the governor is having a minimally invasive outpatient procedure, and that's all we're going to say at this time. Don't make her go AWOL. Don't let it become what it has become.
Would have been a lot simpler.
Simpler. I get pride. I do. But for the love of all that's holy, you're the governor.
People are going to ask questions.
Well, and we still need to know what it was, what the issue was. And the governor's office put out a statement saying she is healthy. And is that true? So Todd has the scoop. He says, good news. Alabama's governor isn't in dire health, but we can start the clock on when the next round of rumors will begin, because that's how Montgomery works, especially during the dog days of summer. He's repeating the line from the governor's communication office, which, again, I don't hear these kinds of rumors. Now I do hear different rumors about the men in the administration. We don't hear health rumors about anybody in Montgomery besides her.
Well,
so
kind of goes with the territory, I think.
All right. So there you have it.
There it is. The scoop, story.
The scoop about the governor. They really should have come out and said it, for the love of all that's freaking holy. Back in just a minute with the final segment of this hour of Straight Talk with April Marie.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No, an alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is the number to call in if you're trying to get on the phone lines today.
We assume that number's working. I'm going to test it next break.
Tested it? Lord have mercy.
It was working earlier, but we've got some real wonky stuff going on with the phone lines today.
Mm-hmm. So, well, God, apparently Godzilla came in and smashed up the phone, or maybe it was a Hulk smash.
Something like that.
I use Hulk smash when the baby loses his temper.
Does he appreciate
as a way to de-escalate? They really encourage de-escalating, and so I said, I know you got angry, you lost your temper, you turned into Hulk. Hulk smash. Right. Now you got to calm down.
I can see that might work.
Yeah, he made himself, he literally made himself up a superhero name. I think I'm talking more about the baby since Clint complained about me talking about the kids. I love it.
See what you did?
Ha!
See what you did, Clint?
Ha! All right. So we have discussed a whole myriad of, do you like that big word there? A whole myriad of topics. And so, there we have it. And so, oh dear. By the way, Todd Stacy saying that his sources were solid, but he had people call him with the governor's about the governor's health. So, all right, let's go to East. Hi, East.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing well today.
That's good, and I hope the governor's doing well, too, as well as the first lady. Wow. Hey, today is just one of those Sweet Creek days, you know?
Whoop, whoop. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I wish I had some of that potato salad. It's just one of those days. But I've got a friend that's a little disabled, and I'm going to pick him up and take him over there, and we're going to eat. We'll tell you how that goes.
Oh, please do. You're going to go over there this afternoon for real?
Oh, no. It'll be later in the week.
Okay. Now, you know, next Tuesday, a week from today, 6 p.m., Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Yes, a week from today.
Yeah, 23rd.
Oh, a week from today.
I may just scoop my friend up and carry him over there. What are the times?
It is 6 p.m., mm-hmm. Next Tuesday, the 23rd, is the one-year anniversary of celebrating both 1 year of Straight Talk with April Marie and 1 year of me getting to know all of you guys.
That's great. That's great. And it is a call-in radio talk show, so hopefully they'll have the phone up and running then, too. I've got you on speed dial with the other number, see? I thought, let me try this. Well, put me in 11:21 then. I'm looking forward to that.
There you go. 1121. We got you on the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. And speaking of which, gray-haired runner, if you are listening, give us a call because you are last week's winner.
Wow. Yeah, it's supposed to be east of the Rockies, but that's okay. We'll go with that. Hey, look, April Marie, let me draw on your experience in Washington. It really looks like they're just trying to find something to hang on Mr. Trump. Do you have any thoughts on this? I mean, gosh, it's like my dad used to say, it's like trying to keep up with Chinese math. I mean, I don't know what they're doing up there.
We are going to discuss the warrant. We're going to talk about the Espionage Act. We're going to talk about all of the attempts to make that the full scope of the warrant public with Jay Towne coming up at 2:00.
All right, I am looking forward to it. April Marie, you have a great day, and Sky, keep on going, man. I get you everywhere I go. It's great.
Thank you so much, East of the Rockies.
Later.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Okay, so we got the alternate number working. That's, again, 272-2587. Appears to be there in good go. Working order.
Member, I went to check on the latest with the Trump, and a member of the former rep, T.J. Cox, which is was a congressman, was arrested by the FBI today for 15 counts of wire fraud, 11 counts of money laundering, one count of financial institution fraud, and one count of campaign contribution fraud.
My goodness.
The arrest took place at 8:30 this morning at the federal courthouse in Fresno. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 20 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. That's quite a bit. Keep an eye on that. You're not going to see that on the national news, though.
Well,
when Democrats
not.
Get in trouble.
No, if they mention it at all, they certainly will not mention his party affiliation.
It will. Yes,
you.
It is. We will. That happened at 8:30 this morning. I've seen one. One. What? It's okay. We are going to talk, and we're not going to do it now because we only have 8 minutes. But we're going to talk later in the show about the issue of what is going on with all of this transgender madness. And I say that we've got a clip of the grandmother who was in the bathroom. She was taking a shower. It's right over there. Her name is Julie. She's an 80-year-old woman who was a constant swimmer when she complained about a man being in the dressing room. And she has now been banned from going to the facility because, of course, that's what happens. And so she was at a YMCA and she was protesting having to see males naked in the women's dressing room. So we've got a clip. The clip is a little noisy and loud, but we're going to start it and then we're going to go to the end, Sky, because essentially it's a 3-minute clip and it starts off with this woman trying to tell her story and it ends with a security threat against her, essentially, and them having to cancel the event. But we'll start this right now.
Ms. Julie Jamon, the one that we have all gathered for here today. We're all here today for all of us. I'm the old lady. Hello, everybody. You may have read some version of my personal experience. A naked old lady in the women's shower room, and what I saw that day. Wendy Bart, CEO of the YMCA, told me pride posters are adequate to let people know, women know, what to expect. In the shower room, known for 60 years as a female only, one will now encounter men who identify as women undressing and showering with female humans. I object. I don't want to be forced to the shower and dress with the opposite sex present.
All right, so we're gonna stop it here, and let me tell you what goes on to happen. They've made a backdrop for her to give her side of the story. She has been a member of this YMCA for 35 years. There was a man in the bathroom with her. She was in the bathroom showering. She heard a man's voice. She alerted a pool staffer to the event, and the staff member told her she was, quote, being discriminatory. She went on to complain and was banned from the pool forever. They threatened to call the police on her, because she objected. Then when she said she didn't know that there would be there was potential for a man in the bathroom, they said, well, we have pride, rainbows up, and we show our support to the LGBT community. So just those posters alone should have been enough warning that a man could come into the locker room. So there's an image here on the New York Post story related to this of the young man who identifies as a woman now. Doesn't change what he is. Looks very much like a man, young man in makeup, who was in the locker room with her as she was showering. And so she's putting up a fight. And so she had her event. She was trying to give her remarks. And of course, people from the LGBT, I say of course, because predictably they came out and they shouted her down. And they told her she was a bigot, and they told her that she was wrong, and they told her that she was making a victim out of this individual. Can you imagine, Sky?
No, it's just heartbreaking. No, I can't imagine it. It's like some foreign thing to me. I don't get any of this.
She what she really got in trouble was telling the man to get out right now. Well, heaven forbid.
Come on. Is this, if you look at this woman, how old is she? Should say 80?
80 years old.
She's been showering at the...
She's been swimming
after you go to the
for decades.
Pool,
and suddenly there's
a man in the shower room with her.
One young man.
No, why is she upset? Come on.
And the man works there.
Whatever. Wait a minute. He works there?
Yeah. He has a membership and works there. And he was in the women's locker room where women of all ages, including young girls, get naked and change clothes. And I have said this from the beginning of these conversations. You, air quote, you present however you want. And that's how I'm teaching my children, that somebody can, a boy can put on all the girls' things and look like he's a girl. That's called presenting. He can present however he wants, but don't you freaking dare. Don't you dare go into women's spaces, locker rooms, domestic violence shelters, all of the places where women should feel safe, where safety is important, It makes no sense to me, whatever this movement is doing. We're going to talk a little bit about this later. I want to talk about the Alabama young man who tried to get into a all-females sorority house, who has written the story of his experience. Shaking my head. By the way, it's insanity. That's what it is, Sky. Back in just a minute, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.